Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome, and we thank God for your lives. We have a word from the living God that we titled, War Against the Spirit of Putting Asunder. War against the spirit of putting asunder. The book of Matthew chapter 19 and the verse 6. The word of God says, he said, what therefore God had joined together, let no man put asunder. Hallelujah. What therefore God had joined together, let no man put asunder. The togetherness is from God. The putting asunder is from man, according to this scripture. Spirits are not mentioned here. Evil spirits are not mentioned here. He said it is man that is going to put asunder. Putting asunder simply meaning destroying. Destroying what God had joined together. So the joining together, you don't join one thing together. You join two pieces together. So God is bringing forth one from one side, another from another side, bringing them together by himself. But man had only one purpose. He said man has the ability to what? To destroy what the Lord had built. Man has the ability to destroy what the Lord has built. Sometimes, you know, we wonder, as mighty as Almighty God is, sometimes his own word will just make you think so much about the power of God. But it is because God cannot work against man's will. That is why. He is omniscient God, he is omnipotent God, all-powerful, all-knowing God. He sees everyone, he hears everybody. And he knows whatever that is going on everywhere. So if God knows, you know, when I was reading this scripture, I was just thinking, I said, this has been the problem of man always. The fall of a man, it is also coming from such a statement. Because if Almighty God knew that putting the tree of knowledge of good and evil in that garden is going to bring man to fall, and you will be releasing Jesus Christ to come and redeem man as a result of the fall, why did you put the tree there then? Why did you put this tree there? In the wisdom of Almighty God, you know, but all that we say is that let God be God, let God be God, and let man be man. Hallelujah. Let God be God and let man be man. You just be obedient, but God cannot work against your will. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder, which means man can put asunder what the Lord has joined together. Amazing statement. As powerful as Almighty God is, yes, the will of a man. Warring against the spirit of putting asunder. Warring against the people that have the spirit of putting asunder. It might not be somebody from outside. Please understand this principle very well. The putting asunder, God said, is man. Man in the sense of woman and man, or male and female. You yourself can put asunder what God has put together for you. Something that you have been praying so long, and at the end of it all, God Almighty had glorified himself and had put everything, built it up with power and grace, anointing, favor, everything that you need is in place. Nobody, Including the protection. The protection, the hedge of protection is also around you. Around you, around your family, around your assets. It's all just right there. And the Lord will never dare anybody to come close and destroy what he has built. But you yourself, you. Your will can destroy what Almighty God has done. So do not always think that someone is coming to destroy my home. Someone is coming to destroy my marriage. Someone is coming to destroy my family, destroy my children, and destroy and destroy and destroy. Yeah, of course, the act of destruction itself. John 10:10, he said, the thief, he cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So we know that the seed of the spirit of destruction, it's from the devil. It's from the devil. So if you open the door for the devil to plant that seed in your marriage, you are the one that he's going to use to destroy your own marriage. It is obvious, as I have said it, that there are some powers. They are not happy to see when things are going very well. When I say power here, I'm talking about people that have been empowered by satanic spirits. You allow yourself to be used by the devil, devil will definitely use you. So it is you that the seed had been planted in you. And you are the one that the devil is going to use against your own, you know, property. He will use you and destroy it. So you come across people that are not happy to see things going well. They come around, they see that everything is well, things are fine, the family is good, you are happy in your family, in your marriage, children are doing well. They have to do something to cause problems in that place. It is beyond their reach, but it is their duty because they are on assignment by the devil. So the problem, if it's not you, then it is not about them. It is all about your understanding of the principle. This is a principle in the kingdom of God. This is a principle. This is a spiritual principle. God said it. He said, what he had joined together, let no man put asunder. Man in his right mind will never come to destroy what he has been worked so much for. But the problem is that, as Apostle Paul stated in Romans 7, he said, what I don't want to do, what I end up doing. So there is power in sin. There is power in the putting asunder. There is power in man that God will not stop you to do what you want to do. The Spirit of the Lord will prompt you, saying that, say, you know what? This is not the right way to go about it. But you said, Lord, I am sorry. Now I have grown up enough. I know I have grown up enough to know what is right for me. So this is my decision. And God said, it's okay. You just go. When you hit the wall, you will come back to me. So we said that it is your responsibility to be careful. Starting by yourself, because number one enemy of man is not the devil. Number one enemy of man is the self. The flesh. That is the number one enemy. Your number one enemy is yourself. That is why you have to start by watching yourself before you start watching from outside and watching, you know, around you. So we do have human beings that have that spirit because they have opened the door for the enemy to use them. So devil has planted this seed in some people everywhere. Immediately that they come into a place, that the place, everything is functioning well, something is just causing them to destroy. And they will do whatever that they can to destroy at all costs. So if you are a child of God and you don't have this understanding about this type of spirit of people that are moving around and the assignment is to cause problems, is to, you know, do whatever that they can to destroy. Therefore, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. I'm going to give you an example from the Bible. The book of Acts chapter 13. Because probably you are thinking of your marriage and your home only. Look at this. Acts 13, verse 2 to 3. The Lord God is bringing forth such a wonderful ministry unto his people. So, the Lord needed to separate two people on assignment and call the church to stand for those people. So, the church started praying unto Almighty God, and they fasted. And the Holy Ghost said unto the church, separate me, Barabbas. He said, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. So, this is the situation that work is needed to be done. And Almighty God talked to his people in the church. I need two people. And I'm going to choose those two. Prayer has to go forth. They prayed. They fasted. And the Spirit of God chose two people. Barnabas and Saul. Saul is the Paul that we know. So you can see that these two people, they were chosen not by the devil, not even by the church, but by God himself. Because the Spirit of God spoke unto them. And in Acts 15 and the verses 36 to 41, listen to what actually took place. After the church has sent them out to go and do the work, Paul and Barnabas, he says, some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, you know what? We have been planting all these churches and doing such a wonderful work for Almighty God. Let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. So in other words, after all these years, let's come together. Let's move on. They have been together for so long and planting churches, doing the work of God, separated. They are sent by God. So power and everything follow them. And all these churches have been planted. Let's go back and visit what we have done. And Barnabas determined to take with him to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. So, we are learning about a new person called John. His surname is Mark. And Barnabas definitely want to take this person with them to go and visit the churches that they have planted with Paul. But Paul thought not good to take him with them. You see that? Barnabas want to take Mark or John, and Paul said, it's not a good idea to take this guy with this. The reason is because Mark, he departed from them and went not with them to do the work. Paul kept that in mind. Barnabas probably overruled that behavior. So the whole thing in 39 turned into contention. And the contention was so sharp between them that they depart asunder one from other. You see that? They departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed onto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. Hallelujah. Let me explain this. Two people sent by God. They have been moving around. This John, surnamed Mike, was with them from the very beginning when they started planting the churches. They reached a city. And this guy decided not to move with them anymore. He just left and did whatever that he wanted to do. After all these years, he probably came around. After he had been roaming around and catch nothing, he came around. And then Paul saying that let's go back and visit our churches. Barnabas said, oh, let's take John with this. Paul said, no way. This is the guy that we work with. And he left us in the middle of nowhere. Do you remember all the problem that we went through because this guy, for some reason, left us? Nobody knew exactly what happened. What was the reason why John left, but the guy left. And they went through their struggles, and now the churches they are planted. Let's go and visit, and you are taking this guy with us. So the contention was very much great. So they were separated. One went his way, taking this John with him. Barnabas, he took John with him. And Paul took Silas with him. And we could hear that in the case of Paul, you have to see what was said concerning, you know, the joint of Paul and Silas. He said, Paul chose Silas. That is verse 40 of Act 15. And departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. So they got the support of the church. They were recommended by the church and recommended to God by his grace. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. So basically, Paul and Silas were the only one that was able to do what they said they were going to do. Bible never talk about Barnabas anymore. We never come to hear about Barnabas anymore. This is something that we as children of God, you have to watch. You have to watch. Because, yeah, of course we are talking about the power that came in and separated them. He said the argument was very sharp. But at the end of the day, there was a separation. We thank God for the one that stood with God. And the Spirit of God continued with him. But if you don't have God with you, that will be the end of everything that you have worked for. That will be the end of everything that you have worked for. Because if not by God's grace, Paul would have just said, you know what? Forget about it. The other one we said, you know, we continue. But they are continuing with someone who does not have the right mindset with Almighty God. Then you can see what could have happened with these churches that they have planted. Definitely, everything was heading to be crushed. And it is one thing that I have always been saying. I said, there is no separation without consequence. And matter of fact, you know, especially in marriage and things like that, you will not go scot-free. Nobody is going scot-free every time that there is a separation, a putting asunder in homes. Nobody. In the ministry of the living God, nobody. Everyone, each party is going to be affected one way or another. That is why we do not want to entertain this type of spirit around us. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't. You should not allow someone that will come around and say, hey, do you know? Have you heard? Have you heard? What is it? If you continue, you are entertaining something that is going to plant a seed in the midst of what you are building. The next thing you know, do you know that the same person will be going around and said that, I went to so-and-so house. Hey, this man, did you know what I heard? Gossiper, moving around, and they are so the next thing you know, someone is calling your home. You are the one that said, what did you say? What did I say? I didn't say anything. You are trying to justify yourself. Please, before these things happen, close the door to the spirit that put asunder. Hallelujah. We children of God, our behaviors are expected. Romans 10 and the verses 15. The word says, he said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring in glad tidings of good things. So the feet of the children of God should bring good things wherever that they go. Hallelujah. If you are a child of God, you're supposed to manifest goodness. Everywhere you go, you have to leave a trace. Something that is what? That is good. They see you coming, they are joyful to open their home because they know that after you leave, definitely you have left a mark, which is something that is good. But if they see you and say, hey, he's coming, oh, we are closing the door. something definitely is not right. So the feet of the children of God, wherever we go, we are going with the word of the living God. We are leaving the mark of Christ in everywhere that we visit. Wherever that we step, we release blessing into that place. May the Lord give you that spirit wherever you go in the name of Jesus Christ. Children of God, they must minister grace to their hearers. When people hear you, they have to be willing to hear you more. When people are going through situations, they have to be willing to come and talk to you. The book of Ephesians chapter 4, and the verse is 29. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. It may minister grace unto the hearers. So you, when you open your mouth, let your words minister grace unto people. When they see you coming, they might have the joy to come. Oh, how are you? I was actually looking for you. Do you know that, you know, my wife did something this morning and I was just like, not very, so I wanted to discuss with someone and, last time that something like that happened, I remember the advice that you gave me, it worked out. And so this morning I thought it was a good thing to come and just, talk to you about it. He said, what is it? And he would be just narrating the whole story. And so you come around, he said, oh, you know what, don't worry. The word says that, and the Lord is in control. It's a word of encouragement, a word of comfort. That is the child of God. That is the child of God. But if they come around you and they say that, this is what my husband did this morning and he wasn't very happy at all. Hey, that man again. Of course, I told you, leave before this man killed you. Leave before this man killed you. This man will kill you. Look at you. A child that is not a child of God. And you are the same person that will come. What are you thinking about? You are moving around, destroying people's life and coming to the church and say, praise the Lord. He said, hallelujah. Devil is saying that, praise the devil. And he was also saying that, I don't know, whatever that he will say. Amen. It is very bad when some people move to situation, the situation will get worse. They move to homes and the homes are going to be scattered. They come around and definitely something is going to go wrong. Stay away from such people. It's not good. It is not good. Sometimes you just have to have the wisdom of God to live your life. One day I'm going to talk about it, because if you look into the Bible, you're going to find out that there are some things that God said we should stay away from those, and wickedness is one of them. The wicked, God said we should stay away from them. If you are not wicked, why would you be moving around? And every time that you see something good, at all costs, you have to destroy it before you leave. Something definitely is not right. I was saying, this morning it was about deliverance. I said, okay, let me ask you guys a question. How do you know that you need deliverance? Or how do you know that somebody needs deliverance? You also think about it. Hallelujah. There are a few things that I just want to mention, and we are stopping just right here. I'm going to mention seven things. Seven major areas that the enemy likes putting asunder. So those areas, you have to be extremely watchful. Because if you are not, the next thing you know is the whole thing that you have built is completely scattered. Number one. Marriage. The spirit of marriage destruction is all over places, all over. Today, especially in America here, the rate of divorce, they are probably greater than the birth. People that are divorcing are greater than the ones that are being born. That is a shame. Total shame. Homes cannot be kept. People are not getting along. Marriage is not from the devil. It's a covenant from Almighty God. So you have to wonder. You have to start thinking and be wondering who is destroying your marriage. Maybe it is yourself. And if it's the self, then what is it that is destroying your marriage? You're going to have to watch out. Because sometimes little things. Your situation of today is not a final situation. So if we are here, we are two. in this marriage, we have to be learning the compromise and all that, and know that every calling of the living God is subject to time. Everything that the Lord is doing is subject to time. If things are difficult today, that does not mean that things will remain difficult at all times. Your responsibility, stay with the word of the living God. Do what you have to do and let God be God. So, the spirit that is causing arguments, separation, fights, and, you know, bringing forth divorce, these are all the things that we have to watch. I am sorry will not kill you. Coming down, compromising. You see, you want to have your way all times. It will not work. You are too. When you are alone, God said it is not good for you to be alone. That is why the Lord brought a helper. You see, so now that you have a help, your help is not a trash. Your helper is not a slave. Your helper is a helper. A helper, you're supposed to be working with your helper because she is helping you. The Lord said that the woman is a helper. So you knowing that you are the head, we are not talking about the dictatorship of, of head. We are talking about the head in the home according to the order of the word of the living God, submitting one to another. That is what we are talking about. The submission here does not connote any type of negativity. Absolutely not. It connotes humility, being humble to each other. And then you will know that it will work. When we are together, anything that the enemy wants to do in our marriage, it will surely not work in the mighty name of Jesus. The second area that we have to watch is family. 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 Broken homes. Broken homes. Broken homes. Children have gone astray. Parents have left the children. Father had run away. Mother doesn't care about anything. Simply because the enemy had come in the middle of the night when they were sleeping and had planted the seed of putting asunder. The next thing you know is that your home is completely broken. You moving around and thinking that you are going to rebuild it. Oh, no. No. And no and no. So, that spirit that moves around and destroying families, it's something that you also going to have to watch. You have to watch to stand and pray for your family. It is, you know, those type of rebellious spirit in our children. Rebellious spirit in our children. You know, untimely death, accidents and strife and alcoholism, all these things, they are part of, you know, elements that are putting home asunder. If you come to find out that you have been talking to your child over and over and over and over, go to school, don't do this, and the child is not listening, and the next thing you know, the child is standing at the corner selling $1 drug to people. They come and arrest that child, giving him 25 years in jail. Your home is broken. How can you, as parents, be moving around in life knowing that your child, probably your only child, if not the only child, at least one of them, is in jail for the past 25 years or has gone there to serve 25 years, and you'll be sitting down eating, I don't know, whatever that you like and having your peace? No way. No way. No matter how evil you are. Blood, you said blood is thicker than water. One way or another, that blood will speak. And it will speak at your moment of peace. And that peace shall be taken away. So watch over that spirit of putting asunder in our homes. Amen. Number three area is the body. This one here. The body. I'm not talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about the human body. The law of introducing sicknesses and diseases. Planting evil in people's body. So it's another area that you have to watch. Praying that the Lord strengthen you. Because if you are not strong, what is it that, you know, you have great and wonderful ideas, projects that you want to do. But now, you are hit by stroke. You are hit by stroke. You are on the bed. What is it that you can do? Everything that you thought or whatever that you have put together all these years, you can't enjoy them. You cannot enjoy them. They will come to you. You are filthy rich. Everything you need is just right there. The morning, the servant will come around. Master, what would you eat? Say, what do you have today? Hey, we have bacon. We have cheese. We have this one. We have that, you know, egg, this one. And at the end of it all, he said, you know what? Let me drink my little tea. The reason is because you cannot eat the egg. You cannot eat the bacon. You cannot eat the cheese because of your health. You are in a condition that you are sick. But if you are strong, you might not have much. Let them bring you the eba. You will finish it. Fufu, you will finish it. This one, you will finish it. Benku, you will finish it. Everything that, they will finish it. So do not allow the enemy to put asunder. Hallelujah. Number four is the mind. The mind. If the enemy is able to capture your mind, put your mind in asunder, he has gotten you. Your life is going to be crushed forever. Putting the mind in asunder by causing confusions, inability to concentrate, the spirit of madness, and all kinds of things that they do to pollute the mind. Sometimes we see some people, we say that they are worldly. You see a young girl or a woman out there. I saw something on Facebook. I was just amazed. I said, this woman is over 60 years. So the way that she has dressed and had opened the car and put this music and the woman danced. I said, hey, what do you think is going on? The mind, the mind, the mind. You see a young girl that has been dressed and you think, they say, oh, something is wrong with this. Why is she dressed like that? Why is she? It's not proper. You can't put these things on and be moving in the street. You know what is going on? The mind has been captured. In her mind, she thinks that what she put on, there's nothing wrong with it. And probably you have experienced it. Your daughter has put on something that you tell the daughter, you can't wear this. What is wrong with this, mommy? What is wrong with this? The mind. The mind. Number five. Finances. Finances. If the enemy can cause financial problems which lead to poverty, lack, debts, and failure, he had put asunder. Has put asunder. So that is one area that you have to watch. Everything that the Lord gives you, it is back to Almighty God. God gives you that money so that you'll be able to take care of yourself, of your family, and also for the work of the living God. You are not to waste it, and you are not to allow the enemy to come in and destroy what the Lord had built for his purpose. Number six, and we have one more to go, is destinies. 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 For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thought of peace and not evil, to bring you to the expected end. To bring you to the expected end. So the Lord has a wonderful destiny for everyone and each one of us. But once the enemy sees that you have a colorful destiny, he's going to do whatever that he can to battle you. He sees your children having a wonderful destiny. He will make sure that he will put them asunder, crush their ways. And this is an area that you have to watch, because some of them, their destinies are being fought from the womb. From the womb. They will fight. They want to kill that child because of their glorious destiny. You have to be sensitive and be prayerful over their lives so that all that the Lord God has called you to do all come to fulfillment. And number seven, the last one, is your ministry, which I call your calling. Everyone who comes to the house of the living God, you are called by God. So faithful is he who called you. He also will do it. But you are the one that's going to have to be careful so that your ministry is not put in asunder. And in conclusion, let me read this scripture and we stop him just right here. Today it was a word of exhortation. In conclusion, if you stand right, and you focus on the word of the living God, Isaiah 54 and the verses 15 to 17. That says the word of God. The Lord said, behold, they shall surely gather together to put asunder. They shall surely gather together for what? To put asunder. Because he said, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Hallelujah. I said it before. I said that it is only you that can allow the enemy to come in and destroy. Otherwise, what you have built with Almighty God, if they gather together and not by God, it means that the Lord is with you. And the gathering together of those wicked, it is only you that can allow them to come and do. But if you stand right with Almighty God, there is no way. So they shall surely fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. You see that the Lord said, I am in control. Whatever that the enemy is doing, I am in control. What the weapon that the enemy is going to use, when they are creating it, I am in control. I see them when they are putting, building everything. When they are plotting against you, I see them. When they gather together in that evil table, I see them. When they are talking about you at workplace, when you didn't hear anything, the Lord said, I heard them and I saw them and I know what they have said they are going to do. So you are not to be worried because the Lord has your back. You are not to be worried because Almighty God has your back. You are to be worried about the fellowship and your relationship with Almighty God. As far as you stand right, as far as the child of God stands right, Almighty God said, he said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant of the living God and the righteousness of me, saith the Lord. May the Lord God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Have a wonderful time in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.